Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogunte Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening. Who are tuned in? We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
O,
Ashe, O. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Thurman verdict of July 2013, and as always, we invite you to please support our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday night, Dr. James Jones, and you can find Manhood, Race, and Culture on Facebook, as well as the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Unity Design. Unity Design can be found at unitee.com, Unity Design, headed up by our beloved brother, Arlie Gordon. And tonight is my co-host, Sister Adrienne. And we're going to go ahead, and she's got a website as well on Facebook, a page as well on Facebook that she's going to tell us about tonight. And tonight is the Black Liberation University event on YouTube. So, Sister Adrienne, we're going to go off the air at about 6:30 in about 30 minutes because they asked that I be there 30 minutes ahead of the time that I'm supposed to speak. So for those who can, please go onto YouTube, go to Black Liberation University, and you yourself can log in and ask questions. There are going to be speakers from Philly, from New Jersey, Atlanta. Brother Ajay is in Harlem, and Brother Bunchy is in Detroit. So we're just going to build tonight, you know, and we're calling it the Black Inauguration. So as an alternative to the events that happened today. So, Sister Adrienne, I appreciate you. I appreciate your understanding, your patience. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, beautiful people. How are you, Sister Tahira? This is awesome. I'm doing well.
I say. Me too, just running. Yeah, I'm excited.
I know you
about
had a lot
tonight
going on.
Oh, goodness, that's putting it lightly. And the thing is that, you know, this is a collaborative effort that's taking place. And, you know, that's what it's going to take in order for us to heal and be as whole as we possibly can be so that we can do this work that needs to be done.
Yeah, indeed. So good. I have a few things today that I hope will help you just today.
Okay, well, I'm going to yield my mic to you, and I give you the floor.
All right, good. Let's talk about stress today. I want to give you five quick and important tips on how to deal with stress, particularly today, because today it's got everybody anxiously on pins and needles because we're trying to get a focus on what this means for our future, right? So in dealing with stress, sometimes, you know, today, a day like today, you're going to have just a sea of anxiety going about you. Even if you never leave the house, even if you never get past this show, you're going to have this underlying layer of anxiety going on just because of a lot of energies going on behind you. Other people are stressed. The TV is on, and you may see the protests, the riots, or even Trump itself say something that's just going to trigger you. So let's have five quick and easy tips that you can use and you can enact right now to help bring down the level of stress, help it balance out, help alleviate it even. The first one is to breathe. Just take a moment and just let that breath out, because when you have stress, and even if it's chronic stress, meaning even if it's going on and on and on, you lose the ability, the memory of properly breathing. You tend to hold your breath up in your chest, you know, when you hold that breath, and then it just stays right in your chest. Let it go and get down into your belly. Get down real deep and blow it all out, and even go into a slump, you know. Take a deep breath after that. Breathe in, bring your belly right out, and you'll be amazed at how freer you feel, how loose you feel. It'll even help with those aches and pains, the lower back pains, that tightness that gets in your neck and shoulder area. And many people are now suffering with migraines for different reasons, chemical imbalances, but a lot of it is attributed to just stress. And it's because that tension in the base of your neck, it tightens up, it restricts the blood flow, and then you end up with a serious headache. It may even get to a migraine. So just breathe and take that breath. Also, that moment of breath, especially depending on what type of stress you're dealing with, may keep you keep you safe, keep the other person you're dealing with safe, keep you from cussing somebody out, keep you from doing something rash. And you take a moment to pause and refocus. Think about what's really going on in the situation. You can gather your thoughts in that breath. One breath can make a moment, can change a moment and change the course of that moment to your benefit, rather than stressing over your loss. So just take that breath. And then in that breath, as you get used to taking that breath, as you get used to taking a pause, you become empowered to do other things. It may mean taking that breath, looking over at the kids going crazy in the corner, and whereas they're used to you just reacting, you taking that breath makes them pause. They'll look over at you and like, uh-oh, what's going on? What's he doing? What's she doing? You know, there's a different course of action. And everybody will see that and think about what they're doing too in that moment, you know, keep you from cutting somebody off in traffic, keep you from going off with a barrage of curse words, you know, which is really just going to continue to amp your stress. So take that breath. It also helps you to refocus and think about what's really going on. What is it that you really want in that moment, you know? And when you get used to taking that breath after a few days, after a week, you know, start thinking about what the goals are in your life, because we really go through our whole life not knowing what we really want. We think we just want, you know, just a nice, easy family life, a nice, easy career, you know, and then we get bogged down with stress. But we really don't get into the particulars of asking in any scenario, what is it that I really, really want? You know, do I want the high power career, really? Or do I just want the money? What is it about the high power career that I do want? And what is it that I don't want? And take those thoughts and put pen to paper. Write them down, because then you can organize it. What do you really want for your kids? Are you dealing with particular issues with your kids? And what is your ultimate goal? Is it health challenges? Is it mental challenges? Some of us are dealing with special needs children. What is it that we really want for them? And then once you put pen to paper and you give yourself that time to pause, you can actually help formulate, take the time to think about a course of action, rather than reacting to everything that just comes your way when it comes. You know, the one reason we have so much stress is because we feel out of control. So part of taking a breath and part of reformulating and refocusing your thoughts, putting it pen to paper, is to not be so reactionary, but to actually be in a position of power to not react, but to go forth and be active. So it's a lot in that breath, and you'll come up with your own reasons too, your own ways of how that breath can help you. Everyone is different, and everyone's going to handle that breath in a different way, in their own way. The second thing you want to do is turn off the TV. And the reason why I say that is the TV, I mean, when I was coming up, the TV was deliberately called television programming. And there was a reason for that, because the propagandists of that time called it exactly what it was. It was to program your mind. It was to get you in a state to react. That's why they have marketing the way they do. That's why they set up the news the way they do. They put in these little human interest stories to give you the impression that they're concerned about you and the community, but they're really not. The news is there to stress you out, because when you are stressed, you are put in a reactive mode, and in that reactive mode, you're rashly do things that they can control within you, and you lose control in that. So turn that TV off. Even some of these reality TV shows, we know they're not really reality. We know that they're used to create drama, and we actually have gotten to the point where we take that drama on as if it's our own. You know, you look at some social media out there, and Love and Hip Hop is creating stress and drama in our community, and it has nothing to do with you. You can't even think to want to live that type of life. They got things going on that are their own crazy manipulative circles. So turn the TV off. During times of stress particularly, it means you no good. It is television programming you, you know. So turn it off. It has no real purpose. You can get your information elsewhere. You can get alternative news sources like this. You can get greater, truer sources of information online. You could do better than the TV by talking to your neighbor. And in talking with your neighbor, you build rapport. You find some commonality. You realize that we all are dealing with the same type of stresses, and you even create a buddy system in the process. In getting rid of the TV, just turning it off, even if you just start by turning it off one night a week, you know, instead of coming home to veg out, just turn it off. Make Wednesday, or make Saturday even, like Friday night, the day you just turn the TV off, and get an alternative news source. Today, let that be our Black Power inauguration. And then after that, you know, sit down with your friends and family, verbalize what you think was important to you, verbalize what you think was not important, and get a dialogue going. And you'll be amazed at how that stress will just come down a bit because you'll feel more empowered in the scenario. Speaking of diets, the third thing you want to do in curtailing stress is think about changing your diet. Our diet is laden with sugar and a lot of useless calories. And all that does is add to the stress component. In a stressful situation, what you're doing is burning off your sugar reserves. It's cheap sugar in your body. It's actually toxic sugar. And then immediately after that, you find that you feel like crap. You feel like crap because your body just crashed down. In the meantime, you have cortisol and all of these stimulating hormones with no place to go in your body, tends to turn to fat. It helps the sugars go to fat. It builds up lactic acids in your muscles, which adds to aches and pains. And you have all of these stress hormones that your body is not able to get rid of. And the sugar component doesn't do it any justice at all because you have so much sugar running rampant, it disengages your body from properly eliminating those stress hormones, from properly getting rid of and reassimilating that energy in your body. And so you end up with that extra tension. Consider changing one meal during your week if you haven't before tried it. Change it to a green salad. Not a lot of creamy dressing, just keep it simple, some oil and vinegar. But change it to a green salad. Consider adding a piece of fruit to your lunchtime. And not only will that change, you'll consider that change for one, and that consideration, again, brings you more empowerment. It brings you a sense of self-love. Now you are doing something good for yourself, something good for your body, you know. Pass up that drive-through, you know, and just decide to stop off at the fresh fruit stand and grab something just as quick, you know, and give it a good wipe off and bite into it. And you'll just contemplate that I did something better for myself today. And you'll put yourself in a state of power. And then the fourth thing to consider is you'll feel that stress build up in your system and it'll get all tight. And one of the reasons why it continues to stay tight is because we flop down because we've exhausted our energies. We flop down on the couch or we flop down at our desk or even slump in our car because we're exhausted. That's the wrong thing you want to do. You really want to get moving. After you get parked, you know, you had a stressful ride to work, get out of the car and literally shake it off. Shake the body like a mad person in the parking lot. You'll feel silly. It'll make you laugh, but you will feel good about it. And you'll shake it off like ain't no thing, pop your collar and head on into work. Get moving. You know, start your day off. You know you got a day started off and you're already anticipating the stress that you're going to deal with for the day. Throw in your favorite music track. And while you're brushing your teeth, shake your booty. Get it going, you know. And you're already setting yourself up for a day of excellence and not a day of reactive stress. Just get it moving. You come home, you know, after you sling your stuff in the corner, put on your tracks, involve your kids. They'll love it. They'll see you get to moving. It'll promote moving in them after they look at you sideways. But nonetheless, get everybody moving. It doesn't take but 5 minutes. And you've done that just by, you know, probably yelling or crying or, you know, moping and contemplating all the stress you've had. Just, you know what, shake it off. It ain't going to be today. Turn the music on. Get it crack-a-lacking. And the fifth and final thing, actually there's more, but we'll stop at five today. Get informed. Stress is all about loss of power. Stress is all about reactivity. Get informed. As you're biting down on that piece of fruit that you've decided to take instead of your fast food burger or French fries, think about how that food is helping you. Think about how the fast food is doing you detriment. Get informed. You know, we have our phones right there. They barely leave our side. We wake up with them. We go to bed with them. You know, do the set in your web browser and look up the detriments of McDonald's fast food. Look up how much food we spend in McDonald's as a community. Look that up. I mean, this is, we spend almost $1 billion. We're a largely represented fraction in the amount of money that we spend at McDonald's during the course of the year that's not represented in other communities. You know, get informed about, you know, how you can better serve your community and even expend those resources. You know, hey, start with your neighbor. It's 6 o'clock in the evening, girl. It's 5 minutes to shake it up, you know, whatever, and feel empowered. The event, the Black Power inauguration for today, you know, show up, feel encouraged, you know, even though this is a stressful time, I think of it actually as a pretty impressive revolutionary time because it adds urgency to what we need to do in the world. And it doesn't have to be stressful. As long as we stay focused, don't get caught up in the okey-doke. Don't let the oppressor throw us off our game. We can stay in control, not reactive, but in control. Chart our path and then keep the stress level down. So, and with that, my sister, any questions that you have, callers that are here?
No, actually, it was very helpful because as you were advising to breathe, that is exactly what I was doing, and I feel a lot better.
And awesome.
I don't want this to be the last time that we discuss breathing, because in doing that, we, you know, as you said, get to breathe in the good and exhale the bad, and it elevates our oxytocin. We experience additional oxygen to parts of our body that we normally don't breathe to. Let's do this again.
Yes, indeed, we can. I mean, breathing is, I mean, it's what we do, right? That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We come into this life doing it. It's the one job we do consistently all our lives. So it begs
right.
for attention. How we do it, and that we do it effectively. You know?
It works. You know, this is not something that hasn't been proven or is just a good idea. It actually,
right.
you know, works. So
it does. Mm-hmm. And you'll feel the difference immediately.
Yeah, it gives you a little burst, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so
yes, it's the quickest way to energize you. It's the largest part of your dietary intake is the air you breathe. You breathe through your skin. You, of course, breathe through your mouth and your nose. You breathe through your head, you know, and honestly, we are spiritual people. And our pineal gland in our head is actually responsible for that power that we feel at the top of our head. And we breathe through that area. Children that come into this world still breathing very strongly in that area. That's why they have the soft skull cap in their head. You notice the heart rate, the pulse from the brain as the skull is closing up right after birth. But that's also a breathing challenge. Yeah. And as you get used to that, you'll actually feel your energy flow. You'll feel it flow through your body. Those that have really come into breathing and incorporated that in their life, you'll still feel tingly points at the top of your head where you breathe. It's a point of meditation. Yeah, a point of focus. And when you get into whole body breathing, you feel better. You look better. Literally, you slow down the aging process. You're energized.
Mm-hmm.
You're better able to utilize the nutrients in the air, the nutrients that you take in, and you're also better able to detox the things that you take in that you shouldn't. Just like you said, you're breathing out the bad. Many of us don't get that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut
mm-hmm.
short, you know.
That's right.
Right. You don't exhale and push out with your belly, you know. So we actually hold our toxins in, you know, unbeknownst to us, you know. There's so many things that's going on in the air that we absorb. So we'll absorb things through our skin, And then it goes into our bloodstream, and it's up to our lungs to help push that out through our breath. And so we do ourselves a disservice when we hold that in. Don't hold it in. Let that love out, you know.
Yeah.
Breathe it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And in doing that, it may help release other things that we've been holding in, you know what?
Uh-huh. Yep. You breathe out, and then you feel like hugging somebody. instead of smacking your kid, they may need it. Instead of smacking your child, even though they may need it, you may find that, oh, boy, come on over here, get a hug. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes it just has to pass. It just has to pass, you know. That stressful, that breath can keep an argument at bay. Because what I use the breath for, you know, if I'm unclear about something, that's when I take my breath. I don't want to be stressed mm-hmm. about the situation. I may need more clarification. And a lot of times we do. We need, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just need to know, did I hear something? Did I miss something? Was that right? Take the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to ask questions. And then you can go forth in better communication. So it helps even in how we interact with each other. It gives us a moment that we can appreciate each other. You know, somebody say
mm-hmm.
something sideways to you at work or even at your house, and take that breath and look at them sideways. and then it's like, okay, there may be a question, something I'm missing. Let me ask the question before I go, you know, get ghetto fabulous and cuss this person out. Take the breath.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
yeah.
have to
what
react.
What did Dr. Jones say? Yeah, what did Dr. Jones say? We got that I wish a nigga would syndrome.
We yes,
got to get rid
do.
Of that.
We do. And it's yes, and it's because we're so reactive. And we're programmed to do it, but after the programming, it becomes its own habit. But we can undo that habit, you know? Just because
Absolutely.
We've been programmed a certain way, socialized a certain way, what we do is we take the good out of it and we get rid of the bad. We modify the bad. Or we modify what we don't like or what doesn't serve us. So
mm-hmm.
whether you consider good or bad, it's actually in circumstance. But we get to modify what doesn't serve us anymore. And that reactive, I wish a nigga would, that doesn't serve us anymore. You know,
No.
We're at a brink of, we can take this, we can take today and turn it into a potential race riot, or we can formulate it, look at them sideways and say, okay, there's some questions that need to be asked. Not necessarily to them. You may not need to ask the questions
mm-hmm.
of them, because you can't throw pearls to swine. If they're not, you know, they may have to go their own course. The question may be to us, okay, how can we utilize
yeah.
this? Because this,
mm-hmm.
you know, this can be a great agent for change. And this can be the kick we need in the community to get off our behind and get going in the direction that serves us finally. So we're not reacting. And we're actually charting our own destiny and course.
Ashe. Well, thank you so much, Sis. I appreciate you and the work that you've done and the research that you've done to get this far, to be able to the community. Each one teach one, we can reach one. And together, we're going to win this thing. I feel very positive about what the future holds for us.
I do, too. That's why we're here. If we didn't, we wouldn't.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and log into Black Liberation University on YouTube, and we're asking all the listeners and supporters of Sign of the Times to please join us. It's going to be broadcast live, so if any people walk past my camera in the background, just ignore it. But I'm here. But we're here and representing not only for the city of Cincinnati, and Sign of the Times, but hopefully be it by the grace of the Most High for everyone. So thank you, Sis, and we'll touch bases, if not tonight, tomorrow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And be empowered, be inspired. This is a great day.
Ashe. All right, well, we'll see everybody on YouTube on Black Liberation University channel. And there's some wonderful videos there, too, so don't just stop in for tonight. Get familiar with it, because
yes.
It's
yes.
something that we definitely need.
Yeah. I've been looking through it, and it is. I mean, that's get informed, you know. Peruse it. They have a good channel.
Ashe. All right. Well, we'll see everybody on YouTube in a few minutes. Thank you, sis. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Peace and love. Blessings.
Peace.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things, the sun dead pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip, writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad balance, who I'm gonna body, this hood politics acknowledging, leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee, I ducked. Could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop shot again. Bust out glass, burst a fiend, drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back. Fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rep. To the death of it, to everybody, come on. Little niggas is grown, look rats. Don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now.
One mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, facing revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They boss, we boss, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut. Yeah, we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, no. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath on one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking on that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete the dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they work and complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me. When a man caught a sentence, diamonds are blinding. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world.